Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly. Now we're going to jump straight in it. AIS, Australian Institute of Sport, partners with NRLW for a world-leading study into impact of periods on health and performance. We're going to catch up a yarn now with a deadly athlete, Genevieve Taboy, on the line. Genevieve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trav. I'm good. I've also got other athletes around me here as well.
Oh, good, good, yes.
I'll get them to introduce themselves.
Okay, we'll start with you, my sister. Who your mob were you from, Genevieve?
Yep, so I'm born and raised in Cairns. I've got blood connection to the Torres Straits, Murray Island and York Island.
Okay, beautiful. And who do you have with you? And name who the mob?
Sorry, and also Daly River in the Northern Territory.
Oh, okay, Roy, thank you. Finish that footprint. Thank you, sister.
Yeah.
And who else you got there, sis?
Hi, it's Patiana King-Smith. So my mum's side from Mustig Island and born in Brisbane, raised in Weipa, and then now in Cairns.
Okay, cool.
And then I'm passing.
Yes. Hello?
Hi, my name is Atuina Suave. I was born in Cairns, raised in Cairns. I have blood connection to the Torres Strait, Badu
yes.
Island.
Badu, yes. Beautiful.
Yep.
Lovely.
That's my mob.
That's your mob claim. Respect. Yep. Who else we have?
Hi, my name's Michaela Stephen. I also have blood connections from the Torres Straits. My dad's side, Stephen Island and Yam Island.
Okay.
And my mum from New South Wales, Narendra.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you. Who else do we have?
Hi, I'm Esther Kevsu. Born in Thursday Island, raised and lived in Yam Island.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ariel Hobler. I was born and raised in Cranda, and my dad's side is Woolawandji, and my mum's is Mullaridji.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, Ariel.
Yeah, so that's all of us.
That's all of you. Two daily. Well, sisters, very good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about an all-female research team. It's come together for the Australian Institute of Sports for a world-leading camp focused on the impacts of periods and hormonal contraceptives on female athletes. So, look, you're all great to be excited to be a part of this platform as such. When you look at women in sport, it has just ventured big time in the last 4 or 5 years. And so you beautiful ladies are front and centre. With that, yes.
So we're pretty happy to be here and to be able to contribute to this research. This is the first research.
Yes.
Studying women's menstrual cycle and hormones and how that impacts on our performance in the gym and on the field.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to be in this space to be able to pave the way for the next generation and women playing an elite sport.
Exactly. So what is the Women's Indigenous Academy? Can you explain that, please?
Yep.
You want to explain
that? Yep. So there's about 26 of us athletes all over Australia, so Indigenous women. We've come together here in Canberra at the Australian Institute of Sport, and over the 5 weeks we go through a whole heap of research. So we have testing days, which is 3 days over a course of 5 weeks, and we go through a series of tests that we take surveys every day. We have a look at our field, a field session, gym sessions, and pretty much it all comes together at the end. We get feedback on how our menstrual cycle affects our performance and how we're feeling at the end of the day.
Girls, have this research as such, has it been done with non-Indigenous females? Is this the first of its kind? Is it only with First Nation women?
It's the first of its kind for non-Indigenous and Indigenous.
And what is the pathway coming out of the camp? What opportunities will you potentially have?
I'll just hand it over to Atuina.
Okay, please.
Okay.
from this camp, like moving forward from this camp, the girls are up for selections for the Prime Minister's 13.
Yes.
And also the Indigenous All-Stars.
All right, fantastic. And what have you learned so far, or what would you take home from the research?
Moving forward from this camp, well, what I've taken from this camp is I've learned a whole bunch of things being at this camp. There's been a whole bunch of research that's new to me. We've made a whole heap of new friends.
Yes.
And just connecting to country, really.
And like I said, it's paving the way for other sisters coming into the world of sports, so to speak. NRLW are doing their bits in regarding protecting this this platform and educational research, so to speak. So to have a strong foundation for moving forward, yes?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. The ladies in this camp, that's what we aspire to do. We do aspire to inspire our younger generation coming through. And we do have a lot of, younger females, younger girls who obviously look up to us. And so, yeah, we're here paving the way for them.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, with AIS, Australian Institute of Sports, partnering with the NRLW, there's got to be health or doctors or nurses at the table as well in regard to the research and how the human anatomy works, yes?
Yeah, that's correct, Trev. So we've got doctors on board in the research team, dietitians, physios, I think even
psychologists, I would think too.
Yeah, sleep doctors as well. So pretty much a range of studies that will be happening while we're here through the research team will be our sleep, our body composition, our dietary, and I think on hormones as well. So that's what we're being studied for.
Exactly.
While we're here as well.
And Genevieve, I will say this, it then creates the so-called, the research will then show how the female anatomy operates in the world of sports and professional sports and constant training and dietary, plus the mental capacity as well. It just helps in regards to... Yeah, you there? You lost me. Hello? Can you hear me? Genevieve. We'll try and get Genevieve back. Genevieve Tabua, and she's an athlete. Lost her there. We're yarning about the partners of NRLW and Australian Institute of Sport for world-leading study into the impacts of periods on health and performance. So an all-female research team. They've all come together in Australian Institute of Sports for a world-leading camp focused on the impacts of periods and hormonal contraceptives on female athletes. So the Female Athletics Research Camp will see 26-odd members of the NRL Indigenous Women's Academy trained full-time at AIS in Canberra while being monitored, supported daily by 12 female research conducting 10 different studies. But we'll try and get Genevieve back and continue that yarn. Genevieve, you there, sister?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you mob hang up on me like that? Knock off. So I'm just talking about this research here, my sisters, in regard to the findings. It'll help not only First Nation women, but all women who are about to step into the professionalism of sports as pros. Yes?
Yeah, that's correct. Like I said before, I'm not too sure if you heard before, but what is being studied here currently in this camp is our sleep, our body composition, our dietary, what else? I think our iron levels, and speed and strength as well. So that's all being studied while we're here on camp.
Yeah, which is beautiful. So you're virtually acting as guinea pigs then, aren't you, my sisters? You there? Hey, knock off. Lost the girls again. Look, we've finished that conversation. Beautiful yarn. Genevieve Tabor and talking with the other sisters involved as well. Tatiana, Etuini, Ariel, Sarika, and also Esther. And all First Nation girls, women, who are at the Australian Institute of Sports in regard to this study, this research. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black.